Selamat pagi saudara sekalian.
Good morning everyone.
Pagi hari ini kita akan lanjutkan kembali Yakobus 2, saudara.
This morning we will continue to study from James chapter 2.
Ini hari kita akan belajar tentang iman daripada Rahab.
Today we will look at the faith of Rahab.
Minggu lalu kita telah melihat bagaimana bahwa Abraham digunakan sebagai contoh dari iman yang sejati yang menghasilkan perbuatan melalui ketaatannya.
Last week we looked at how Abraham is an example of someone who demonstrated genuine faith through his obedience to God.
Di dalam ayat 25, Yakobus mengatakan, dengan cara yang sama, artinya dia tidak menceritakan sesuatu yang baru.
Then James continues on that chapter by saying in verse 25, in the same way, indicating that he is about to give another example about true faith being shown by action.
Yeah, sebaliknya dia memberikan contoh iman yang sejati yang menghasilkan perbuatan, tapi kali ini melalui satu resiko yang diambil.
In this particular time, James gives us an example of Rahab who took the risk necessary because she had faith in God.
Yakobus 2 ayat 25 sampai 26 dikatakan, dengan cara yang sama, bukankah Rahab pelacur juga dibenarkan oleh pekerjaan ketika dia menerima utusan atau pengintai dan mengirim mereka dengan rute yang berbeda? Karena seperti tubuh tanpa roh sudah mati, demikian juga iman tanpa perbuatan adalah mati.
Now we read from James chapter 2 verses 25 to 26 and it says, in the same way was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead.
Saudara, setiap orang tua setelah mereka mengetahui jenis kelamin anaknya semasa dalam kandungan, mereka memutuskan untuk mencari nama bagi anak mereka.
Church, you know, every parent, after finding out the gender of their baby, will start deciding a name for their child.
Saudara, ada beberapa nama dari firman Tuhan yang mungkin Anda sebagai orang tua tidak pernah terlintas dalam pikiran Anda untuk memberikan nama tersebut kepada anak Anda.
Now perhaps if you're a Christian and you look through the Bible for some potential names for your child, perhaps there are some names that are written in the Bible that you may never consider naming your child with.
Nama itu adalah Yudas, Isabel, dan Rahab.
And if you're a believer, particularly examples of those names could be Judas or Rahab even.
Isabel.
And Isabel.
Mengapa kita ragu menamain anak kita Rahab, saudara?
Now, why would we as Christians hesitate naming our child as Rahab?
Karena di dalam kitab Joshua, Joshua 2 ayat 1 dikatakan, Joshua memperkenalkan Rahab dengan latar belakang yang tidak menarik, saudara.
And we actually come across the story of Rahab first in the book of Joshua chapter 2. And the way the book introduces this character named Rahab, we are introduced to her having a very colorful past.
Dipanggil dengan sebutan Rahab, seorang perempuan Sundal. Seolah-olah itu nama surname-nya, saudara, nama belakangnya.
In fact, she is specifically referred to as in Joshua 2 chapter 2 verse 1, the prostitute named Rahab.
Pernahkah terlintas dalam pikiran Anda sewaktu Joshua memutuskan untuk menghancurkan kota Jericho dan membinasakan seluruh penduduknya, Tuhan? Saudara,
has it ever crossed your mind that when it was time for Joshua to attack the city of Jericho,
Tuhan tidak memilih seorang nenek yang baik atau seorang bayi yang mungil atau seorang anak seperti cucu saya Faith yang sedang lucu-lucunya untuk diselamatkan?
You know, of all people, God does not choose an old grandma or a cute baby like my granddaughter to save.
Tetapi dia memilih seorang pelacur untuk diselamatkan.
Instead, God saves a woman who was a prostitute.
Mari kita lihat sedikit latar belakang dari kota di mana Rahab tinggal, saudara.
Let's take a moment to look at the history of the city that Rahab lived in.
Kisah Rahab terjadi ketika bangsa Israel hendak merebut tanah Kanaan, saudara.
You see, Rahab lived during the time that the Israelites were seizing the promised land.
Kota besar yang pertama dari negeri itu adalah Jericho.
And the first major city in that area of the promised land was the city of Jericho.
Saudara, kota Jericho ini tidak sebesar kota-kota modern zaman sekarang, tetapi dia memiliki tembok yang cukup tebal.
Now this city may not be as large as some cities nowadays, but it was surrounded by a thick stone wall.
Sehingga susah untuk ditaklukkan.
Which made this city difficult to conquer.
Tidak banyak yang diketahui secara pasti tentang orang Kanaan yang tinggal di dalam tembok itu.
Now, not many facts are really known about the Canaanites who lived within those walls.
Namun Alkitab menyebutkan satu hal yang sangat jelas, saudara.
But the Bible does make one thing clear.
Di zaman itu Jericho mempunyai penduduknya mempunyai sebuah kepercayaan.
You see, in that time, the people of Jericho worshipped pagan gods.
Mereka mempersembahkan anak-anak sebagai korban bakaran dan mereka tidur dengan pelacur-pelacur.
And this worship involved rituals of child sacrifice and sleeping with prostitutes.
Mereka sangat jahat dan sangat karena begitu jahatnya sehingga setelah kota itu dihancurkan oleh Joshua dan Joshua melarang atau mengutuk siapa yang membangun kembali kota Jericho.
You see, they were an evil people, and so much so that once that city was destroyed, Joshua forbid and even laid a curse on anyone who would try to rebuild that city.
Saudara, sebelum orang Israel merebut kota tersebut, Joshua memutuskan untuk mengutus dua pengintai untuk mematai, mengetahui situasi kota itu.
And so, before the Israelites were going to attack that city, Joshua sent two spies into the city just to see the conditions.
Ketika kedua pengintai itu masuk ke dalam kota Jericho, mereka masuk ke rumah Rahab, saudara.
And when these spies sneaked into the city of Jericho, they went into Rahab's house.
Mungkin ada orang yang mengatakan bahwa kedua pengintai ini kebetulan aja berada di dalam tempat strategi, berada di tempat yang strategis.
You know, some may say that these spies coincidentally found themselves in a strategic hiding location.
Karena Rahab seorang pelacur, tentu dia banyak beroleh informasi dari kliennya.
You know, since Rahab was a prostitute, she would have had a lot of information on her clientele.
Saudara, secara sekilas, mungkin itu benar.
And perhaps those who would assume that may be right.
Namun bagi Tuhan tidak ada namanya yang kebetulan.
But one thing we know is to God, there are no coincidences.
Dari semua tempat yang bisa dikunjungi oleh dua pengintai Israel, mereka memilih rumah Rahab. Untuk beroleh informasi.
You see, of all the places these spies could have visited, they found themselves in Rahab's home.
Saudara yang dikasih Tuhan, tidak ada satupun di antara kita yang tidak dapat dijangkau oleh Roh Kudus.
You see, church, there is not any of us, not one person that is out of reach for the Holy Spirit.
Alkitab penuh dengan cerita tentang bagaimana Tuhan menjangkau dan menyelamatkan orang-orang yang memiliki latar belakang yang jelek, saudara.
The Bible is filled with many stories about how God reaches out and saves those with a colorful past.
Suatu kali Yesus memutuskan kembali ke Galilea, tetapi kali ini dia memilih jalan melalui Samaria.
One day when Jesus was on his way to Galilee, he decided to stop by a small town in Samaria.
Saudara, banyak jalan menuju ke Galilea tidak hanya harus melalui Samaria.
See, church, there are many ways to actually get to Galilee. You don't have to go through Samaria.
Tetapi hari itu Yesus ingin menyelamatkan seorang wanita pelacur di Samaria.
But that particular day, Jesus intended to offer salvation to a woman who had a promiscuous past in Samaria.
Saudara dan saya harus percaya, kedua pengintai ini tidak kebetulan masuk ke rumah Rahab.
You see, church, we must believe that there was no coincidence when these spies, found themselves in Rahab's home.
Minum dulu. Okay. Suatu kali, saudara, Yesus berkata kepada murid-muridnya, lebih gampang seekor unta masuk dalam lubang jarum daripada orang kaya masuk ke surga.
One day Jesus said to the crowd that it was easier for a camel to go into the eye of a needle than it is for a wealthy person to enter the kingdom of God.
Lalu murid-muridnya bilang, wow, kalau gitu guru, siapa yang dapat diselamatkan?
And in that account, the disciples then asked Jesus, well, then who can be saved, Lord?
Lalu Yesus menjawab mereka, saudara. Yesus katakan, bagi manusia hal itu tidak mungkin, tetapi bagi Allah segala sesuatu mungkin.
And Jesus replied to them,
bagi manusia tidak mungkin, tetapi bagi Allah segala sesuatu mungkin.
For man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible.
Saudara, roh Tuhan yang menggerakkan kedua pengintai tersebut masuk ke rumah Rahab.
Church, it is God's spirit that led these spies into Rahab's home.
Meskipun Rahab itu seorang pelacur dan dia termasuk orang-orang yang jahat di Jericho, tetapi Tuhan memberikan kasih karunia kepada dia.
You see, even though Rahab was a prostitute, but God showed mercy toward her.
Bukan satu kebetulan.
And that was not a coincidence.
Saudara, saya tidak tahu siapa yang ada di dalam pergumulan Anda hari ini, saudara.
You know, I don't know who you've been persistently praying for to be saved.
Mungkin itu orang tua Anda, saudara Anda, atau teman Anda.
You know, perhaps you've been praying for a parent, a sibling, or even a friend.
Saudara, mungkin Anda berpikir untuk menyerah karena sudah lama Anda berdoa untuk mereka.
You may be on the brink of giving up or even losing hope because you've been praying for them and there seems to be no change.
Mungkin Anda berpikir bahwa orang seperti keluarga saya tidak bakal percaya Tuhan karena mereka memegang tradisi keluarga mereka begitu kuatnya.
Perhaps you're even starting to think that it's impossible for this person to believe because of the traditions they are holding on to.
Saudara, ingat apa Yesus katakan kepada murid-muridnya. Bagi manusia itu tidak mungkin, tapi bagi Allah mungkin.
But church, just remember what Jesus said. To man it is impossible, but to God all things are possible.
Tidak ada satu pun di antara kita yang tidak bisa dijangkau oleh Roh Kudus.
There is not one person in this world who is out of reach for the Holy Spirit.
Namun saudara, kita tidak bisa menggantikan tanggung jawab kita untuk dengan iman, saudara, dengan iman.
On the other hand, everyone has the free will and is responsible for to believe and to exercise their faith.
Apa yang dikatakan oleh penulis Ibrani tentang iman, saudara?
And so what does the writer of the book of Hebrews say about faith?
Izinkan saya mengulangi sekali lagi tentang iman. Karena iman, maka Rahab, perempuan sundal itu, tidak turut binasa bersama-sama dengan orang-orang durhaka lainnya di Jericho.
In Hebrews 11, verse 31, it says, by faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies.
Saudara, karena iman, Rahab diselamatkan oleh Tuhan.
So because Rahab had faith, God saved her.
Saudara, apa yang dikatakan Efesus apa yang dikatakan Rasul Paulus kepada Efesus, yaitu di dalam Efesus 2 ayat 8, sebab karena kasih anugerah, kamu diselamatkan oleh iman. Itu bukan hasil usahamu, tetapi pemberian Allah.
Amen. You see, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God."
Jadi saudara, Rahab diselamatkan karena dia memiliki iman, saudara.
So Rahab was saved because of her faith.
Penulis Ibrani, di dalam Ibrani 11 ayat 1 dikatakan, iman adalah dasar dari segala sesuatu yang saudara dan saya harapkan, dan bukti dari segala sesuatu yang saudara dan saya tidak lihat.
If we look back in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 1 it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen."
Coba kita pikirkan, apakah yang diharapkan Rahab?
Let's reflect for a moment. What was Rahab hoping for?
Rahab berharap kedua pengintai ini akan membalas kebaikannya dengan menyelamatkan dia bersama keluarganya.
It is clear that from the records that we read in the Bible that she hoped that these two spies would repay her kindness by saving her and her family when the city was being destroyed.
Dan yang menarik dari kejadian ini adalah Rahab percaya dan bahkan bertindak sebelum dia menerima jaminan dari kedua pengintai Israel bahwa dia dan keluarganya diselamatkan.
And what we can observe also in the account in Joshua chapter 2 is that Rahab covered for the spies before they had sworn to save her family and herself.
Ketika dia menurunkan kedua pengintai dari jendelanya, saudara, dia hanya memperoleh dari pengintai tersebut kata-kata mereka, yaitu dia dan keluarganya akan diselamatkan.
You see, even when she was lowering down these spies from her window, she only had their word to hold on to that they would save her.
Bagaimana Rahab tahu dan dengan pasti bahwa apa yang dia dengar tentang Tuhan, bangsa Israel itu benar?
So how could Rahab be confident that what she knew about the God of Israel to be true?
Saudara, kadang-kadang saudara dan saya ingin melihat tanda sebelum kita percaya kepada Tuhan.
You know, church, sometimes we seek for signs before we choose to trust God.
Saudara, kita ingin melihat buktinya.
We desire to see proof.
Kita ingin Tuhan memberkati kita terlebih dahulu, baru kita percaya.
We ask God to bless us first, and then we would believe.
Saudara, sampai hari ini kita sudah baca firman Tuhan, dan kita sudah kenal janji Tuhan, saudara. Tapi kita masih tetap mau buktinya.
And even though we are exposed to the promises of God, we have read them, we're familiar with them, and we experience some of God's goodness, we still sometimes desire proof from Him.
Sebaliknya Rahab, saudara, dia tidak punya Alkitab, dia tidak punya life group, dia tidak punya gereja atau support system.
But Rahab did not have access to a Bible. She didn't belong to a life group. She was a Gentile, so she didn't have a support system of believers around her.
Tetapi Rahab meyakini sesuatu yang belum bisa dia lihat.
Yet she was confident about something she had not seen.
Dia percaya dan bahkan bertindak tanpa memiliki bukti bahwa Tuhan akan melakukan apa yang dia harapkan.
She believed and acted on that belief, and even trusting and hoping that God would fulfill what He promised.
Itulah iman, saudara.
And that's what it means to have faith.
Iman Rahab didasarkan pada pengetahuan yang dia miliki dalam Joshua 2 ayat 9 sampai 11.
You see, Rahab's faith in God came from what she had learned about Him.
Saudara, dia beritahu kepada kedua pengintai itu. Dia ceritakan kepada mereka berdua.
And what we know from Joshua chapter 2 verse 9 to 11 is that she told these spies what she had heard about their God.
Dia katakan, kami sudah dengar berita tentang bagaimana Tuhanmu telah membelah laut Tiberia, Laut Merah, sehingga orang kalian semua bisa jalan di tengah-tengah lautan.
And she said to them in verse 10, "We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt."
Bagaimana Tuhan, kalian telah membinasakan orang-orang Sihon dan juga orang-orang Amori dan Oksra.
And what God did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you devoted to destruction.
Dia katakan kepada pengintai ini, padahal itu raja-raja yang jahat dan kuat.
And she said to these spies, these were evil and powerful kings.
Tapi Tuhanmu bisa membinasakan mereka.
But your God was able to destroy them.
Jadi Rahab percaya dengan apa yang dia dengar, saudara.
So Rahab believed in the God of Israel because of what she had heard about him.
Seperti apa yang Rasul Paulus katakan kepada jemaat di Roma.
You see, it's just like what Paul said to the congregation in Rome.
Iman timbul karena pendengaran. Pendengaran akan firman Tuhan.
In Romans chapter 10 verse 17, he says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ."
Saudara dan saya tidak dapat mengenali Tuhan atau bertumbuh kalau saudara tidak membaca firman Tuhan.
You see, you and I cannot get to know God or grow in our faith unless we read the word of God.
Terkadang ada orang yang membaca firman Tuhan dengan suara supaya telinganya mendengar.
You know, there are some people who read the Bible out loud so that they would speak the words of God into their physical ears.
Saya sarankan kalau Anda bosan baca Alkitab, saudara baca Alkitab dengan bersuara supaya telingamu mendengar.
And I encourage you to do that too. If you are finding it sort of a little bit boring, your devotional time, perhaps start reading out the Bible, the word of God out loud to
saudara
yourself.
Tidak bisa menggunakan perasaanmu untuk membangun imanmu.
But know that your feelings you cannot depend on your feelings to grow your faith.
Iman Rahab bertolak belakang bahkan dengan iman Rahab bertolak belakang dari orang-orang Israel yang sudah melihat mujizat Tuhan sendiri.
You see, Rahab did not show the same kind of stubbornness that the Israelites had, who had witnessed God's miraculous hand at work time and time again.
Jadi saya percaya sebelum kedua pengintai Israel masuk ke rumah Rahab, Roh Kudus telah bekerja dalam kehidupan Rahab.
And so I believe that even before these spies had entered Rahab's home, the Spirit of God was already moving in her home.
Imannya telah dibangun dari berita yang dia dengar dari kliennya.
Her faith in God had started to grow just based on what she had heard about the God of Israel.
Setiap kali kliennya datang, dia suruh cerita lagi, saudara.
And perhaps when a client would come, she would ask them what they would know about the God of Israel.
Oleh sebab itu Roh Kudus mengutus kedua pengintai masuk ke rumah dia.
And so that's why I believe that God sent these spies. He led them to Rahab's home.
Saudara, apakah kita lebih baik dari orang-orang Israel yang tidak masuk ke negeri Kanaan atau dibandingkan dengan mereka yang belum percaya Tuhan?
Church, if we are honest with ourselves, can we say that we are better off or more righteous than the Israelites who did not get to enter the promised land, the generation that did not get to enter, or even those who do not believe in God?
Berapa kali saudara dan saya mengambil keputusan karena didorong rasa takut daripada percaya kepada Tuhan?
How many times have we made decisions out of fear rather than faith in God?
Saudara, berapa kali? Coba saudara renungkan. Setiap kali ada situasi keadaan yang menjepit Anda, Anda selalu mengambil satu keputusan didorong karena rasa ketakutan.
Let's take a moment to reflect. When you find yourself in a sticky situation, did you make that decision based on fear?
Mungkin saat seperti pandemik ini, saudara susah tidur karena khawatir.
And perhaps you're having trouble sleeping during a time like this pandemic because of anxious thoughts that you are having.
Saudara berpikir tentang pekerjaanmu, tentang bisnismu, tentang accountmu yang sudah semakin berkurang di jumlahnya.
Maybe you're kept awake by worries about your work, your business, or even the money in your account that keeps declining.
Saudara, Yakobus mengatakan di dalam Yakobus 2 ayat 25 sampai 26, bukanlah demikian dengan Rahab, saudara.
But James in verse 25 he says, but in the same way.
Saudara, dikatakan begini, Rahab di apa itu dibenarkan karena perbuatan-perbuatannya.
Rahab was justified by works when she.
Saudara, dia sembunyikan mereka, dia bantu mereka untuk melarikan diri, dia berbohong kepada polisi Jericho untuk melindungi mereka.
You know, Rahab hid the spies. She aligned herself with God's mission. She helped them escape, and she even lied to the Jericho police to protect them.
Rahab menunjukkan imannya yang sejati dengan apa yang dia perbuat.
Rahab demonstrated her genuine faith by the actions.
Dia berharap kedua pengintai ini akan membalas kebaikannya dengan menyelamatkan dirinya dan keluarganya.
And she had hoped that these two spies would repay her kindness by saving her and her family.
Saudara, meskipun Rahab tidak ada alasan untuk mempunyai kata-kata mereka, dia memilih untuk percaya kepada mereka.
Amen. Even though Rahab did not have a reason to believe their words, she chose to believe them because she believed.
Karena imannya sudah dibangun sebelumnya, saudara.
Because she believed in their God, her faith had already started growing before that.
Di negara manapun, saudara, tindakan yang dilakukan Rahab itu tersebut dianggap pengkhianat.
You know, from a worldly perspective, Rahab betrayed her nation.
Dia tidak hanya tidak melaporkan ada mata-mata di rumahnya, tapi dia menyembunyikan mereka, dia membohongi mereka, saudara, orang polisi-polisi Jericho. Kemudian dia bantu pengintai ini untuk melarikan diri.
You know, not only did she fail to report the spies, but she hid them and she lied to the authorities to protect them.
Saudara, jika dia tertangkap, saudara bisa bayangkan gak? Bukan hanya dia saja yang dibunuh, tapi seluruh keluarganya pun dibunuh.
Can you imagine if they had caught her? She would have been sentenced to death, but not only her, her family as well.
Saudara, keyakinannya dia buktikan dengan perbuatannya yang mengandung risiko.
But she proved her faith in God by actions that involved taking risks.
Bagaimana dengan saudara dan saya?
Now, what about us, church?
Dapatkah kita memperlihatkan iman perbuatan kita?
Can others see our faith through our actions?
Apakah kita selalu merahasiakan dengan alasan supaya kita tetap rendah hati atau tidak perlu membanggakan iman kita dengan orang kepada orang lain?
Or do we hide behind the excuse that we don't want to boast about our faith?
Saudara, penulis Ibrani 11 ayat 35 sampai 38, saya singkat, saudara. Dia katakan begini, saudara. Dikatakan demikian, saudara.
So if we look in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 35 to 38, it says this.
Mereka membiarkan diri mereka disiksa.
Some were tortured.
Mereka diejek dan didera, saudara, lalu dibelenggu dan dipenjarakan.
Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment.
Mereka dilempari batu, digergaji, dibunuh dengan pedang.
They were stoned, they were sawn in two, and they were killed with the sword.
Saudara, mereka menderita kekurangan, kesesakan, dan kesiksaan.
You see, they were afflicted, they were mistreated.
Dunia ini seolah-olah tidak layak lagi bagi mereka, saudara.
And it seemed as if this world was not even worthy of them.
Mereka tidak lagi tinggal di rumah-rumah, tetapi mereka mengembara dan tinggal di gunung-gunung atau di padang gurun, saudara.
These people did not even live in homes, but they were living in mountains and deserts.
Penulis Ibrani mengatakan bagaimana penderitaan orang-orang kudus di zaman perjanjian lama yang mereka harus bayar karena iman mereka.
And the writer of Hebrews wrote about how believers in the Old Testament suffered for their faith and paid the price for believing in God.
Lalu penulis Ibrani katakan di ayat 39, meskipun demikian mereka tidak semuanya memperoleh apa yang dijanjikan.
And the writer of Hebrews continues in verse 39 by saying, all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
Tetapi iman mereka telah memberikan satu kesaksian yang baik.
But their faith had brought about a great testimony.
Saudara, waktu mereka menderita itu, Yesus belum datang.
You see, when they suffered, Jesus had not yet entered this world.
Tapi mereka berani bertindak sesuai dengan iman mereka.
But they express their faith through courageous deeds.
Sekarang Yesus sudah datang, saudara.
But now we are living on the other side of the cross. Jesus has already come.
Dia berjanji akan menyelamatkan kita dan memberikan kita tempat tinggal bersama-sama dia di surga.
And he has promised that he will save us and he will come again and prepare for us a place in heaven.
Dia akan pulihkan semuanya apa yang sudah rusak di bumi ini, saudara.
And when he comes again, he promised to restore all things in this earth.
Apakah kita rela berkorban untuk Yesus?
Are we willing to make the sacrifices necessary for Jesus?
Tidak semua orang Kristen mau berkorban untuk imannya.
And the truth is, not all Christians are willing to suffer and make sacrifices for their faith.
Kita masih lebih memilih menikmati tidur yang panjang di hari Minggu daripada ikut kebaktian.
You know, maybe we would prefer to sleep in than attend church on Sundays.
Saudara, kita masih memilih anak-anak kita untuk ikut pertandingan di hari Minggu daripada ke gereja.
We would prefer to take our kids to a particular competition than attend church together.
Saudara, Tuhan menganugerahkan Rahab dengan memberinya lebih daripada apa yang dia pernah minta.
See, church, God showed his grace toward Rahab by giving her more than what she imagined.
Tidak hanya nyawanya dan keluarganya yang diselamatkan.
He not only saved her soul and her family.
Tetapi Allah memilih Yesus lahir dari garis keturunan Rahab.
But he chose to include her in the royal genealogy of Jesus.
Saudara, tradisi mengatakan Rahab telah menikah dengan salah satu pengintai tersebut yang bernama Salmon.
You know, history tells us that Rahab ended up marrying one of the spies that she helped. His name was Salmon.
Dari mereka lahirlah Boaz, yaitu istri Ruth, saudara.
And from
suaminya Ruth.
And she became the mother of Boaz, who was Ruth's husband.
Dan dari Boaz, saudara, lahirlah Isai, ayahnya Daud.
And from the line of Boaz and Ruth was birthed King David.
Dari sini saya belajar satu hal, saudara, sebuah kehormatan. Kalau saudara dan saya bisa percaya kepada Tuhan dan berani sacrifice hidup untuk Dia.
From this I learned about the honor and privilege God gives to those who would take the necessary risks and sacrifices to act on their faith in Him.
Tidak perlu latar belakang, saudara, dari manapun engkau berasal.
Regardless of whatever past we have come from.
Rahab seorang pelacur, dia bukan orang Israel.
Rahab was a Gentile prostitute. She wasn't even an Israelite.
Ketika Rahab dimasukkan ke dalam silsilah keluarga Yesus, hal ini mengingatkan saya bahwa sejak dari awal Tuhan sudah memilih bangsa-bangsa untuk percaya kepada Dia.
Amen. The fact that Rahab was included in the royal genealogy of Jesus reminds us that God's plan from the beginning is to save people of all nations.
Hari ini Yesus telah memanggil saudara dan saya untuk ambil bagian menjadi teman sekerja Dia.
today, Jesus is inviting you to partner with him in his mission.
Allah secara strategis telah menempatkan kita di tempat kita berada sekarang ini, saudara.
God has strategically placed you and I in such times.
Bukan kebetulan.
It's not a coincidence.
Dan melalui pandemik yang cukup panjang ini, biarlah saudara dan saya bisa menjadi saksi Tuhan dengan memperlihatkan imanmu dalam perbuatanmu.
And through this pandemic, may we become witnesses for God by people who boldly live out their faith.
Iman tanpa perbuatan, iman tersebut mati.
Faith without deeds is dead faith.
Hari ini Yesus berkata kepada kita semuanya.
Today Jesus is saying to us all.
Saya ambil dari 1 Yohanes 5 ayat 4 dan 5.
I will take it from 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 to 5.
Sebab semua yang lahir dari Allah mengalahkan dunia. Dan inilah kemenangan yang mengalahkan dunia, iman kita.
For everyone who has been born of God overcomes this world. And this is the victory that God has overcome the world,
siapakah,
our faith. Ya,
siapakah yang mengalahkan dunia selain daripada saudara dan saya yang percaya bahwa Yesus adalah Anak Allah?
Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Kalau hari ini ada di antara Anda yang belum pernah menerima Yesus sebagai juru selamatmu.
If today you are tuning in and you have never given your life to Jesus.
Saya mengundang Anda untuk membuka hatimu.
I want to invite you to open up your heart to him.
Izinkan saya berdoa secara singkat.
And allow me to pray a short prayer.
Tuhan Yesus, terima kasih untuk pengorbananmu di kayu salib.
Lord Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross.
Apa yang kau lakukan untuk mengampuni dosa kesalahan pelanggaran aku?
Whatever you have done to forgive my sins.
Hari ini aku mengundang engkau untuk menjadi Tuhan dan juru selamatku.
Today I want to invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior.
Engkau menjadi nahoda di dalam kehidupanku.
May you be the center of my life.
Dalam nama Yesus, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Tuhan memberkati saudara.
God bless you all.
Amen.